Hello, and welcome to the first Retail Energy Code podcast of 2025. I'm Paul Rock, the Head of Communications here at the REC Code Manager. On today's podcast, I'm joined by Eve Mariner, one of the Code Manager's Operational Account Managers. And we're going to provide an overview of the REC sandbox and derogation processes, covering where these are governed under the REC, the differences between them, how to apply, and the steps from there, and why you might want to consider pursuing these options. Hello, Eve, and welcome. Now, I've heard the terms sandbox and derogation used relatively frequently under the REC, but I'll admit to never being quite clear on the differentiation. I wonder whether you might be able to enlighten me today.
Hi, Paul, and thanks for having me. The two are often referred to collectively because of their similarities. However, the difference is really about the purpose behind the request. So a derogation is an exemption from or relaxation of one or more REC obligations. For example, there may be an internal or external reason as to why a party is unable to meet one of their code obligations, and they may apply for a derogation for a short period of time, with the maximum being 2 years, whilst resolution for this is sought. Alternatively, a sandbox trial enables organisations to trial a new product, service or business model without being subject to the usual rules. Sandboxes intend to help inform decisions about improvements or changes that might benefit parties or consumers and can act as a precursor to changes to REC arrangements. So it's really focused on innovation for the party and wider industry.
Great. Would you be able perhaps to give an example to help bring it to life?
Absolutely. So with moves towards net zero and decarbonisation of the gas grid, there are well-known hydrogen trials taking place, one of which is going to be incorporating hydrogen into a small development on the SGN network. SGN has requested a REC sandbox trial to relax some of the code obligations around the appointment of the metering equipment managers for those properties involved in the trial, so they can manage it directly and then provide hypercare for those properties involved.
Great, thank you. That's a really helpful example.
You can also have a look at the sandbox and the derogations page on the REC portal, and this provides a list of all the derogation and sandbox applications we've received since REC Go Live. This includes links to their associated documentation, and the link for this page will be shared with the comms on the podcast.
So, how and where can REC parties submit a sandbox trial or derogation application?
Parties can submit a derogation or sandbox application by logging into the REC portal, selecting the code products area, and then the REC forms and templates page. From there, you can download the derogation or sandbox application form, complete the form, and submit this to your operational account manager or the REC service desk. We also have a suite of supporting documentation available on the portal via the dedicated derogation and sandbox wiki articles and the sandbox and derogation user guide. And for those familiar with the REC itself, these obligations are held within REC Schedule 6, Performance Assurance, Section 10.
Once a party has made a submission, what are the next steps?
Firstly, your OEM will work with you to ensure that all the required information is captured. We need this to enable the code manager to fully review your application before it's presented to the REC Performance Assurance Board, including recommendations for consideration and decision. The PAB are keen to see how applicants have considered how any impacts of a derogation can be mitigated and how any trials can be monitored to ascertain the outcomes and benefits. Code manager will work closely with you to refine your application, including considering all the options. For example, whether there's merit in raising an associated REC issue or change alongside or after the sandbox trial. This process can be a helpful way to gather evidence to determine whether a different approach is viable or if its formal implementation would provide benefit to the code and wider stakeholders.
Great. And then I assume that the Performance Assurance Board is the decision makers?
Yeah, so the PAB are the ultimate decision makers. They will review and decide whether to approve or reject an application, whether it's a derogation or a sandbox. They'll also decide whether to impose any conditions on any derogations, such as agreeing enhanced monitoring on any system impacts, or for the applicant to return to present to the PAB at regular intervals to provide progress updates.
It sounds like REC parties can be reassured that it's a well-governed process.
Definitely. We're really keen to promote the use of the REC sandbox process for the benefit of all stakeholders. It really helps support the REC values of innovation and promotion of consumer benefits. It can help support cost-benefit analysis for REC systems or technical changes through controlled trials. And it also supports innovative regulatory work, which may feed into wider industry developments. So if anyone has any questions about anything I've covered today, I'd really encourage them to speak to the OEM, who will be able to talk them through the options available and how the process works.
Eve Mariner, Operational Account Manager at the REC Code Manager team, thank you for joining me today. It's been really helpful to hear about the sandbox and derogation processes and how to apply for both. But that's all we have time for on today's podcast. If you have any thoughts about this podcast or suggestions for podcast topics in the future, do get in touch by emailing inquiries@recmanager.co.uk, and I'll speak to you on the next one. Thank you very much, and goodbye.